I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Last night, a couple of area teams decided to brave the elements. Richland Center and Boscobel Baseball was still played at Boscobel, and they matched up in the opening game of the season for both teams. The host Bulldogs won the contest 5-4. The Bulldogs scored two runs in the first and one in the second, two in the third. Richland Center played at all of its runs in the second. Lane Miller's double cleared the bases. Cole Wassinger walked and scored on an error as the Hornets took a 4-2 lead. Boscobel's Jaron Wiaki was 2-for-3 for the game, and he drove in a run and scored in the third inning as the Bulldogs took the lead. Landon Hazley pitched until the seventh for the victory. He left after hitting the 100-pitch limit after facing two batters in the final inning. Tyler Miller came on and got out of a jam. The Hornets had runners at second and third before Miller got a ground out and a strikeout to end the game. Lane Miller and Thomas Hohner combined to give up just three hits. Richland Center got some good pitching. Miller struck out six in three innings of work, and Hohner struck out five in three innings. Boscobel will start conference play today against Darlington. Richland Center's game against Platteville for today is postponed. They have moved that to a later date, April 23rd, by the way. Also, last night's Richland Center softball game versus Platteville will be played on April 22nd. For the Hornet baseball team, they will take on Portage on Monday and Weston on Tuesday. Also last night in softball, Iowa Grant got the win against Riverdale 17-2. On today's schedule, Riverdale will play host to Southwestern to open up conference play in the SWAL. I asked head coach Kurt Thompson about the league this year.
Cuba City has lost some guys, but they're always solid. You go back to Fenimore, who probably may be the conference favorite this year. They're always good. You got Mineral Point, who beat Pecatonica this last week 3-0. They're always solid. Boscobel is really coming along and improving and strong. And, you know, Iowa Grant's got a good young roster coming in, too. So there's a lot of really good teams in the conference. So you can't ever take a night off. You have to always be ready to go. And I think that we should be up to that challenge.
And you'll be right into conference play this week, too, won't you?
Oh, yeah. If we open up Friday, we have Southwestern at home. So we have a busy schedule. That's how the baseball season goes, but you wouldn't want it any other way.
Hear the game today on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also today, Richland Center softball has a scheduled game at home against DeSoto. The Richland Center soccer girls open up against Platteville Lancaster. Julia Smith and Shawnee Fink are back as coaches of the Richland Center girls soccer. I asked Shawnee about the start of the season.
The way that we're handling things going into the season, we have some good returning players, and they've stepped up and are helping a lot of new freshmen this year.
How did you look in the alumni game?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. There was some great things, great passing. We have a new formation this year, so we're working with that. We were missing a few key players in that game due to spring break, but they did really well for how little practice time we've had.
The Hornet soccer girls open up today with Platteville. River Valley's baseball team will take on Lancaster today. The River Valley Broadhead softball game has been postponed. In the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo with softball action today at Hillsboro. The Weston baseball team, after being canceled last night, has a scheduled game at Stoddard Park versus DeSoto this afternoon. The Ithaca baseball team had its game at DeSoto canceled yesterday. The Bulldogs are off now until a Monday outing at home against North Crawford. Richland Sports Medicine has announced its recent Athletes of the Month. For the Female Athlete of the Month Award winner, it was Emma Haiti, the Richland Center wrestling team. She's a senior. And Ethan Haiti, a junior with the Richland Center wrestling team, named to the Athlete of the Month honors. Maybe a first, I don't recall, a brother and sister tandem being recognized the same month. Congratulations to both Emma and Ethan Haiti from Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital. Three Ithaca senior athletes will be officially signing their college letters of intent today. Kaylee Peterson, Micah Salisbury, and Josie Lau will all be signing today at 3 p.m. at Ithaca Schools. The public is invited to attend this assembly today. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Series high yesterday, the Three Aces in 1881. Spare Parts, 1767. And the Girlfriends, a 1742. Three Aces had a 633, a 630, and a 618. Top series, Judy Shireman, a 464. Barbara Burns, a 457. Elma Manning, a 446. Judy Skelly and Judy Shireman each had 177s. Barbara Burns, a 175. And Cheryl McNerlin, a 167. Barbara Burns had a 510 split pickup. Marsha Mahatka, a 57. Judy Skelly, a 310 in the Coffee Clutch League. From last night's All-Star League, with a couple of weeks left in the regular season, series high TKO Barbecue, a 30-34. Maple Valley Co-op, a 29-97. And Cardinal Glass, a 29-74. Cardinal Glass with a 10-81 game. TKO Barbecue, a 10-39, and Maple Valley Co-op, a 10-37. Top series, Chris Gerber, 151 over average, and a 7-57. Scott Oman had a 7-40 series, 158 over average. Kevin Genthy rolled a 7-14. Chris Gerber's top game was a 269, a 268 rolled by Kevin Genthy, and Scott Dilley had a 267. Additional highlights, Scott Dilley bowled a 620, 206 over average. Tim Oman bowled a 645, 102 over average. And Mike Morris bowled a 655, 97 pins over average. The 4-1 Brewers return to action after a day off as Seattle visits AmFam Field tonight. Freddie Peralta starts the first of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee plays every day for the next 13 days after getting another day off. All three opponents have legitimate hopes for the postseason, including the Mariners, the Reds, and the Orioles, and also the Padres coming up down the line. Seattle brings a 3-4 record into the first game after dropping 2 of 3 to the Guardians. Your Brewer Baseball all weekend long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.